Alberto Guani, the ambassador of Uruguay to Germany. Well, I think we are in a position that we are a very open country, that we are watching very much how we can also make approaches with other countries that have so much even to give into culture, into many aspects in which we find we are very compatible one with the other. And of course we are also trying to see how to bridge more the possibilities to make the countries closer. Although geographical distance is a problem, but today everything has much more to do than not only with dimensions of countries, but also with the will of doing things together, of how to promote even certain issues. When I was in Turkey, I saw that there is a great presence of one of our neighbors, Argentina, for example, in Turkey. I was very jealous because I said we need to overcome that too. And I'm sure that it's one of the aspects that we need to improve in both sense, because I find that even Turkish Airlines is making things closer among the countries. People are learning more. I know there are a lot of my compatriots that are visiting more Turkey, and that's part of it. The most important is the approach among people and the knowing of one each other. And I find that we are two countries that want to be open to the world, and that we need to find a better approach in how to deal with that. Yeah. Well, the issue is that we find that there needs to be a great important resistance against terrorism. We are a country that have been very well in tight standard in this issue, and we recognize that it's an affair that countries cannot deal alone. That in the multilateral field is where you need to be strong, is where you need to support one another. And of course, with all the issues that are happening and the new techniques and all that, things get worse because the transposition and the traveling of certain informations among one another need to have a better tight cognizance of what's going on. I know that Turkey, for example, has been a country that has had a lot of contribution in all this, not only suffering the issues of terrorism, but also receiving a lot of refugees. And we understand the pressures that have to do with this. But if there is not a community response from the international community, it's going to be very scarce what we can achieve. And we know that these new challenges need to be frontally addressed, and that countries cannot act alone. Thank you. Thank you.